Thank you for calling customer services. This is Joyce speaking. How may I assist you?
Hi, my name is Catherine Skeen, and I have a charge of $49.89 that was taken out of my bank. I had called here before and spoke to your fraud department, but
yes,
I would like your address. I'm going to write the New York State Attorney General because this is so fraudulent, it's ridiculous, and they refuse to give my money back.
Okay, ma'am. And may I start out by having your zip code, please?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Are you saying you... Oh, you want mine?
Your zip code, please, ma'am.
Oh, 14901.
And thank you for that. And you said that first and last name was what, ma'am?
Catherine with a K. And my last name is Skeen. S-K-E-E-N.
All righty. Give me 1 second, please, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and for security purposes, may I have your address that's associated with the account, please, ma'am?
115 DeWitt Ave, Apartment 3E, Elmira, New York, 14901.
And thank you for that. And yes, ma'am, I was able to locate an account for you. I do see that you did make a call on the 7th of February, and you talked with someone, and you actually stated that this was a fraudulent charge to our fraud department.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
And there were no, like, terms and conditions that I saw. I thought it was just a survey, and I didn't click on anything to buy or any plan. It says I have the Better Wellness Now plan. I didn't receive any such thing. And
okay.
nor did I want one or order one, but I got charged for one, and it's made other things bounce in my account.
So, oh, I do understand that.
Yes, ma'am. Mm.
Okay. And I've seen that you have spoke with someone in the fraud department.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And all she said was it came from my IP address and that they're not giving me my money back. And I don't care whose address it came from. I didn't click on anything to order at all. So it's just it's so blatantly fraudulent that it shouldn't even be on the internet. But that's why I need your address, because they're unwilling to resolve it, and I am going to take it to the Attorney General's attention.
Well, ma'am, we are a third party call center, so we are located all over the United States. Yes, ma'am.
I'm sure you could get the address from whoever charged me. That must be on file.
Give me one second and let me see. What did you have?
Better Wellness Now plan.
You had one of our meal apps.
Oh, what?
You had a meal app.
Yeah, I've seen no such thing.
Okay.
And I didn't want one. I didn't order one. I didn't buy one.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do see that you actually had one of our meal apps.
Yeah, I don't have any such thing.
Okay, I'm not locating an address to that where you could actually address them. I am going on there. Give me one second and I will get you transferred over to a supervisor so maybe they will be better able to assist you with
Okay.
this, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Let me place you on a brief hold and you're more than welcome and thank you for calling customer service, ma'am.
Thank you.
Ma'am, give me one second. I'm still trying to get in contact with somebody.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. All right, ma'am. I am transferring you over now and thank you for calling customer service. You will hear a brief pause and someone will pick up for you, okay?
Okay, thank
And
you.
thank you again and have a great day.
You too, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.